You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North, WBZH. I'm Joel Carney, and here's some information on what's going on in the Hayward area today. All right, today we are going to chat a little Hayward area weather, and we have civic meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who's going to be joining us all this week to talk weather. Brittany, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking time to share weather knowledge, and we're going to cover all different aspects of Hayward area weather here over the next 3 or 4 days here leading up to the weekend. But let's talk a little bit about why Hayward is cold. I know that sounds kind of dumb. Why is Hayward colder than Madison? We think, well, north is cold, south is warm, but why is that? What's the meteorological reason why Hayward is always 10 degrees colder than Madison?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things working on you guys. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, you're further north than Madison is, you know. You've also got different elevation points, too, where the colder air settles down in those lake areas and the swampy areas. You also get a little bit more fog as well. And some things, you know, you've got Lake Superior kind of controlling your weather. You've also got the systems rolling out of Minnesota at you there. And then you've got stuff from southern areas that want to push up. So you've got a big mixture kind of going on right between the Great Lakes. So some definitely, what would I say, unique points going on. So first things first, right? In winter, Lake Superior, you're going to get that lake effect snow. You're getting more cloud cover because the winds are usually coming out of the northwest.
Yeah.
You're stuck under those overcast clouds, that kind of stuff. But of course, you know, spring and fall, those transitional seasons, they're a little bit longer than the rest of the state. I mean, Madison area, they kind of get a summer and a winter. They don't really have too much of a transitional where we still drop to those freezing marks, you know, in those early AMs with the frost. We'll get colder first in the springs, in the falls, and we'll last colder longer in the springs. So we've got that to deal with, too. Plus, in summer, we've got the warmth that kind of moves right through the Midwest into the plains. And then we get those systems that kind of push it into the western parts of the state. So we're getting the warmer temperatures, too, and we're far enough away from the water of Lake Superior that we're not stuck where it kind of cools you down a little bit in the summer. So we're actually feeling those air temperatures. We get those storms rolling in from Minnesota, of course, with more forests and more trees and more woods. We get more damage from storms. And again, back to the terrain,
yeah.
Hilly. You know, we have those flooding events and they're going down the hills and you're getting more flooding in the lower lying areas.
And I would guess that with everything going on, you mentioned the forest and we got Lake Superior going on up there versus some other parts of the country where it's kind of, you know, flat. You can see the storm coming. There's not much in the way, maybe a barn or two. But here there's a lot of deflecting, I guess. Is that a good way maybe to describe it?
Yes, that's a perfect way to describe it. I mean, sometimes those winds off the lake are cold or they're warmer and they're changing the weather systems, they're pushing them away or they're increasing them. I've seen them get enhanced off of the lake effect winds too. So we've got a lot going on, like you said.
Yeah, so for those of us who have lived here this long, we obviously know what's coming. But for those, I can tell you firsthand experience, I've talked to people who moved here and a year later, they're like, you know what? I'm out of here.
No.
Because we have some of the most drastic weather changes, not just only temperature day to day, but other variances too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, oh, goodness. Well, you know, the whole thing too with Wisconsin, it's kind of interesting. Like, we're becoming more and more of Tornado Alley. It's starting to shift a little bit more north and east, and that's including Hayward area, right? So we're kind of getting in on what the Midwest has really seen, and we're seeing more storms. And like you mentioned, the woods, you can't really see them coming. It's not the plains. They're getting the crazy winds. We still get those, too, off of Lake Superior. They still make their way down to the Hayward area, but yeah, we've just got a mixture of everything from snowstorms to ice storms to crazy winds. Straight line wind storms, derechos are huge weather events here as well. And then, you know, the severe weather too.
Yeah, we'll talk more about severe weather in our get together tomorrow. I always have this discussion with my wife about what major weather event could really disrupt what we're doing in here. And we always throw out tornado because that's always a probability. You know, what if we got 7 feet of snow? like they do on the tips of Colorado. What if we got 10 inches of rain, which doesn't happen very often, but did a few summers ago? I always think about those extreme weather conditions, which we don't get that much here other than 50 below, right?
I would say Hayward's pretty tough. You get some extreme weather. you know, like you said, the severe storms, the crazy winter weather that we get, the ice now because our temperatures are getting a little bit warmer out there, especially at night. We're getting more mixture events too. And one of the things that really worries me about the Hayward area is the possibility of heavy rain, flooding events. I mean, I've seen a lot of flooding going on in that area. You know, roads washed out, culverts gone, basements flooded, right? Just over and over again. It was like 2016, 2019, you know, it goes on and on. I think 2014 that happened too. So the thing that Hayward is built on top of a swamp, pretty much of underground rivers. So the water table is already really high in that area. So if we're going to see more and more frequent storms with more rainfall, more intensity, that's going to become more of a risk. And that's what worries me the most, especially with these insurance companies and the fact that kind of climate changing and coverage and underwriting things and stuff like that.
All right. Good to live in a swamp. That's why I like the movie Shrek. So we're going to have more with Brittany tomorrow. We're going to focus in a little bit more on severe weather. So we are going to chat with Brittany again tomorrow. Continue our weather discussion through the week right here on WBZH. You've been listening to the WBZH Local Report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date on everything going on in the Hayward area, head over to our website at WBZH.fm and subscribe to our newsletter. Coming up after local news and information, my colleague Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Joel Carter. This is The Buzz of the North. It's 729.
What are you doing out there?
Come on!
I saw you at the game the other night. Yeah, you, up there getting mad, acting like we're all out there making a million a game. Well, let me be real with you. This isn't the pros. It's school sports, and it's a game, our game. So please, let us play.
School sports fans, remember, when you cheer for your team, make noise for the right reasons. This message presented by the NFHS and the NIAAA.
And all student athletes in Wisconsin.